This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan took an early lead on Sunday in a landmark election that could extend his two-decade grip on power or put the mostly Muslim nation on a more secular course. The state news agency showed the 69-year-old picking up more than 51% of the vote and his secular rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu trailing by nearly 43%, but the figures were based on around 60% of the ballots. And Kılıçdaroğlu claimed his party's own vote count showed him winning. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky collected the prestigious Charlemagne Prize on behalf of the Ukrainian people on Sunday in honor of services to Europe.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your kind words about Ukraine. First of all, about Ukraine and our heroes and our soldiers and our children. Thank you very much.
The award capped a visit to Germany in which he secured new military aid and warm support from Berlin. Chancellor Olaf Scholz, following talks in the German capital, offered Germany's full support to Ukraine's journey towards membership of the European Union. Shelling and airstrikes pounded parts of Sudan's capital on Sunday with little sign that warring military factions were ready to back down in a month-long conflict that has killed hundreds despite ceasefire talks in Saudi Arabia. Khartoum and adjoining cities have been the main theater of conflict along with western Darfur province since the army and paramilitary started fighting on April 15th. This is VOA News. Storm surges whipped up by a powerful cyclone inundated the Myanmar port city of Sitwe on Sunday, Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Winds of up to 130 miles per hour ripped away tin roofs and brought down a communications tower. Parts of Sitwe, the capital of Myanmar's Rakhine state, were flooded. Some 400,000 people were evacuated in the country and low-lying neighboring Bangladesh. Authorities and aid agencies are scrambling to avert heavy casualties from one of the strongest storms to hit the region in recent years.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. Border Patrol agents have seen a 50% drop in the number of migrants crossing the border since pandemic immigration policies expired. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said on CNN's State of the Union program on Sunday.
In fact, over the past 2 days, the United States Border Patrol has seen an approximately 50% drop in the number of people encountered at our southern border as compared to the numbers earlier this week before Title 42 came to an end midnight on Thursday.
Under the new program, migrants seeking asylum must use a U.S. government app to seek an appointment for an asylum interview or show evidence they have sought asylum in a country they traversed en route to the U.S. border. Anyone attempting to cross into the U.S. illegally after being denied entry faces a 5-year entry ban and possible prosecution. New York City will open a migrant center at a Midtown Manhattan hotel as pressure mounts to accommodate asylum seekers, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Roosevelt Hotel on East 45th Street, closed 3 years ago, will eventually provide as many as 1,000 rooms for migrants, according to Mayor Eric Adams. The asylum seekers are expected to arrive in the coming weeks because of the expiration of Title 42. The mayor says the city is running out of room and has come up with other plans that send migrants to hotels in other counties. He says the city has now cared for more than 65,000 asylum seekers, already opening up over 140 emergency shelters. Many of his plans have been met with criticism and opposition. Julie Walker, New York.
Life on both sides of the Gaza Strip border began returning to normal on Sunday after an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire halted 5 days of fighting between Israel and Islamic Jihad, which killed 34 Palestinians and an Israeli. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.